Thanks so much for joining us. This is really exciting. We're actually, for those of you who have been near WTOP, we are right above the Giant in Washington Ballet's awesome space up here. This is amazing. So first of all, thanks for coming and awesome press conference. It's really exciting to have you here. Let's start with something that they mentioned during the thing, was that they mentioned that you were in disguise at the Kennedy Center checking out the Washington Ballet just to see how it was. Go into that a little more. What was the show and how'd that happen?
Well, it was very much a big secret that it was important for our board of directors to keep, that we might be interested in this position for obvious reasons. As I think everyone would agree, ballerinas are rather recognizable, especially ones with very long hair such as mine. It might be almost impossible to attend a performance at the Kennedy Center without raising a lot of eyebrows and a lot of buzz that we really didn't want to have. So
what'd you wear?
Disguise. I wore one of my favorite hats, and I invested in a pair of glasses without prescription lenses. I have determined that nobody is interested at all in someone wearing a hat, glasses, and putting their head down into the program. No one gave me a second look. So
did anyone have any like fun conversations?
No. Next to you, like, nobody talked to me. No, there was no interaction at all. But what that allowed for me was really to enjoy the Director's Cup program just as an observer and to listen to comments in the audience. And
explain what you saw, like how impressed you were by what you saw.
Well, what I saw was Washington, D.C. in the audience. I saw a broad spectrum of every walk of life. I saw grandmothers. I saw children. I saw fathers bringing their daughters. I saw mothers and sons of different age group, college age. And I saw every walk of life, all kinds of diversity in the best ways. And everybody seemed to be completely invested in the performance and take pride in that it was their company. Which is exactly what we want to build on, that this is the ballet company of the nation's capital, and we want it to reflect the excellence that is here and continue to bring excellent dancers to this company, bring excellent repertoire, and an upward trend towards a vision that we're all trying to pursue.
Awesome. You also mentioned possible, open-minded, possible tie-ins with, you said the Smithsonian, maybe the National Gallery, what sorts of things might that involve?
Well, these are ideas at this point. So conversations need to be had, but these are how great things happen, is from an idea that people get behind, they start a little ball rolling, and you have to just keep the ball rolling until it either stops and gains more momentum, or just the ball rolls and all of a sudden this great big idea is realized. And I was just very inspired by the When Art Danced with Music exhibition, and believe that is possible to recreate, especially in an environment like Washington, D.C. It's the perfect environment for that, especially with the international presence here, could be supported internationally and could reflect sort of a universal importance on how art influences humanity and can change a broader tone. Yeah. And I think I would love to just start conversations about how that can be realized.
Now, I know you, obviously you talked about, you were born in Bethesda, right?
Yes.
And so you mentioned how the landscape has changed for sure from the pastures. I'm from Frederick, so
okay.
Yeah, so we're practically neighbors. explain, in Bethesda, when you were growing up, how you got into dance and then when you made the jump to New York.
I was born at the Bethesda Naval Hospital before it was the great big Walter Reed Army Hospital. My father was transferred here to work at the Bureau of Radiological Health in Rockville. And my mother was a dancer in New Zealand, and she loved ballet very much. And she was looking for a local ballet studio, and she asked one of our neighbors. And the neighbor suggested, at that time it was called the Maryland School of Ballet, and it was changed in just a few years to the Maryland Youth Ballet. And so my mother began adult classes and took me with her as a two-year-old. And so I was an observer in the room. Many of those ladies are still in their beloved adult classes. And they often say, "Julie, I've been watching you dance for 30 years. And I said, "I've been watching you dance for 30 years.
And you were Julie Cox at the time,
that's
right?
Right.
Julie Kent was a Baryshnikov, right?
Yes.
Okay, explain how that happened.
Well,
and why you decided to take that advice.
I think the whole landscape, not just the visual landscape, but in many ways the landscape of how you create an artist was a bit different than it is now. To be honest, my father was the one that thought that a more glamorous stage name might be what I should adopt. He put his best efforts into giving me many options and suggestions. And I just said, "Dad, you know, I think I'll just stay with my name until things progress a bit more and maybe somebody suggests it." Well, fast forward 6 months when Charles France, who was Baryshnikov's assistant, came to me and just said, "Miss Kent, you'll be dancing tonight." And I started giggling. And he said, "Well, are you going to laugh every time someone says your name?" And I said, "Well, I think I better ask my parents first." So that's how it happened. I mean, I was 16 years old when I went to ABT, when I went to New York, and I was very much taken under the wing of the institution and everybody that, under Victor's wing, under Baryshnikov's wing, and everybody that worked there. And I was, over the course of 30 years, nurtured and developed into an American ballerina representative of that company. Yes, my name change was just reflective of that time.
What did you learn from Baryshnikov? And flatter yourself, what did you teach him?
I'll decline on the latter. What I learned, many things, but if I had to just sort of put it together, Baryshnikov's pursuit for excellence as an artist who changed the face of classical ballet in the 20th century was completely inspiring, and it was incredible to watch him pursue excellence every day. And he was very humble about his work, showed great respect for the art over the individual, and exemplified sophistication in a way I had never seen before.
I want to get Victor in on this too. Obviously this is exciting for you as well. How did you two crazy kids meet?
Interesting story. We were to be involved with a film called Dancers with
Herbert Ross.
Ross and Baryshnikov, and Julie was going to play the lead ingenue in the film, and I was to play one of the characters. And I got a call one morning when we were going to go to California to do a script reading before the movie started filming, and they said, "Would you mind terribly stopping off and picking up one of the young ladies that's going to be in the film on your way to the airport?" I said, "Sure, I'm just riding in the back of the limo. Take me. We can ride around as long as we can." This is from New York City to go to LA to do it. And I was like, "Sure, we can ride around all day if you want to." So we stopped off, and this young woman came out of her apartment building, and it was Julie. And that was the first time we met. And fast forward to now, we will have been married 20 years in September. So we met in the in the ballet world, but in connection with the film dancers and through ABT, and we worked together there for 30 years now.
Congrats on the anniversary, by the way, coming up. You mentioned also in there that, you know, this was as a, you know, as a family decision, it was all hers, and then you threw your weight behind it and full support. Talk about sort of how does, I guess, I assume that means the relocation down here, or, you know, it go into like the, you know, the marital side of that, how you decide on, you know, the big family move in addition to the career move.
I'll just clarify this, and then I'll turn it over to Julie. The decision in the sense was we needed to leave Julie with her thoughts and her ideas and her enthusiasm to decide whether or not she felt that this was something that she wanted to do professionally. And to Julie's credit, as always, once she determined that she wanted to do that professionally, this professionally, everything went on hold until she said, children first, children's schools, children's home, and then we'll talk about contract. And once it was determined that the children were on board and were going to be happy with anything mom and dad decided, then we all went behind Julie and said, tell us what you need from us and we'll be there for you. And of course she said the same thing to us, and I'll let Julie give her version of the story, but that's my cliff note on the whole thing.
Awesome. Well, welcome back to D.C. Are you excited to be home? I mean, this is sort of a homecoming.
It is very much a homecoming. I definitely have two homes now, which I think is one of the things that I want my children to understand. And there are basically, just to share with you, how I arrived at this point is I really, two big things. I want to show my children to embrace an opportunity that presents itself, unless there's real red flags or apprehension that it's not a good idea, but to embrace something with the spirit of adventure and to be flexible to go forward and not just stay where you are just because you're comfortable and happy, and because the happy goes with you everywhere.
I like that line.
And I also think that it's a beautiful example that hopefully, if it's replicated, will end conversations to see a mother in a leadership role supported by her family.
And it's the two cities aren't that far apart, you know, New York and D.C. It's a quick, it's all one corridor.
I'd like to say one more thing about Julie's decision. We were all behind her 100%, and we were hoping she would make this decision because she's a perfect fit for Washington and for the Washington Ballet, and her professional experience and her taste and her artistic integrity have so much to bring to this institution that it was a no-brainer for us. But for her to uproot her family, that was the decision we were waiting to see whether or not she was willing to make that feeling of a sacrifice that she was making. But we were behind 100%, and I think it's a fantastic move for Julie and for the city and for Washington Ballet.
So I agree entirely. We're
delighted.
Thanks so much. And great meeting you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Good luck.